Welcome back, guys. This is the third episode of Motivation Mania. We have done it. This is the third episode. I promised you guys I would make a third episode on the same day as I did the second one. I keep my promises. Zach, your host, always goes through with his promises, never lies, never does this. And we're here at the Radio Shack, aka my room, because I have nowhere else that is quiet to make this podcast, and I only want the best quality for you, but I'm too cheap to buy a new headset. I'm sorry, guys. Please bear with me with these headsets and me just getting over being sick. Yes, I was sick and things have been hard. I have been going through some struggles, but this has helped me a lot talking to you guys, getting out all the motivational stuff that I have in my noggin. Today we are going to talk about rising up to success. Yes, our first episode was failure. Our second episode was rock bottom. Now we are rising up to success like the true amazing people we are, and we are going to jump right into this in just in a minute. I want to take a few seconds to say thank you again to everyone. If you get tired of me saying thank you, then this isn't the podcast, because I am so thankful for the people that do listen and that do leave notifications and comments for me to improve and to mess with, to try and make this podcast better for you guys, the viewers, the people that make me who I am. Yes, I say that you are yourself, but you guys have made this podcast and you have made Zach who Zach is. Yes, that is not my real name, but to you guys, I am Zach, and let's jump right into this podcast. We will be right back after the break. Thank you guys so much. By the way, I just wanted to let you guys know that I will probably not be uploading for a while. Yes, I know. I am sorry to everyone. I told you guys that I would have a more frequent upload schedule, but you see, I'm going to be busy these next few months. I have the school year that I need to finish out. And then right after the school year, me and some friends are taking a trip all the way to Florida. Yes, Florida, we are going to go to the beach. We are going to have a nice time, relax a bit. But right as I get back, I will jump straight into weights to get ready for wrestling for next year. Yes, I'm going to start wrestling again. I hope that I get on the team, and I hope that I make it and I'm putting all this effort into it to try to make it, and I hope coach sees my potential. But yeah, after that summer weights, we will jump straight into my job. I will not tell you my job because it's honestly very embarrassing, but we'll jump into my job. And then after my job, I have to go to driver's ed. Then once I get home, it will probably be around 6 o'clock. Have to feed my brothers, do all this and that, and finish work. And then by that time, it'll be 11, so I probably won't be able to make any content for you guys. But we're going to try to make this last episode amazing. I will try to squeak out a few episodes every now and then to those few people that are listening. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning into this last episode for now. I put a pin in it. For now, we will take it out and we will pick back up where we have left off. So thank you guys so much. But you guys don't want to hear about my boring life. But we're going to jump straight into the episode today. And today's episode is about rising to success and becoming successful and staying on the top of your game, becoming the best you can be, the best you that is possible. And honestly, there is no limits to as good as you can get. If you're your own hero, but your future self is your hero, you're always going to progress. You're always going to maintain that success rate. You're always going to keep pushing forward. And yes, it's hard. And in the back of your mind, there's that little voice saying, hey, take a day off. You deserve it. But you guys are beasts. You guys are monsters. And you say, no, we don't need a day off. We're going to power through it like we have every other day. We're going to struggle together as family, as friends. And you can keep pushing forward or you can give up. And if you take that one day off, you will be in a slump for the rest of your life. You'll be thinking, nah, I'm good. I don't need to work out today. Oh, nah, I'm good. Homework can be done tomorrow. And you just keep procrastinating. You keep pushing it off further and further. And you'll never be successful that way because you'll never get anything done. Honestly, that would drop you back down to rock bottom, which that was our last episode, guys. We don't want to go back into that. We want to progress. But if you deny that little voice and you just keep pushing forward and stick with the voice that says, dude, we don't need a break. We're strong enough to keep pushing through. We are the warriors that are in ourselves that can go the mile, go the distance, and give it 120% every time, every second of every day. You don't need no break. You are a champion. You are a winner. You are a success story that is just waiting to happen. No matter what your life has been so far, throw it out. Doesn't matter. If you've had a crappy life and you can't go through it and you can barely bear to live another day, just remember that you are going to be someone one day. You are going to be important. You are going to be someone that everyone remembers in life if you keep pushing forward, if you keep making the distance, if you keep making the effort to go the distance. And yes, it is hard. Yes, it is grueling, but just go through the motions, man. That's all you need to do. You'll be sitting there thinking, I need a break. I need a break. I need to stop. I need to rest. No, you keep pushing forward. Just go through the motions. If you're working out, just go through the motions. Continue what you're doing. And then the next day, you won't even think about taking that break anymore because you'll think to yourself, I did this yesterday. Yesterday's in the past. Today is today. I need to do something today and make it worth my time. Instead of laying on the couch eating potato chips and watching a TV show, the TV show's always going to be there. The TV's always going to be there. But your time and success are not. Success wears thin like every other thing in this world. And honestly, success is a train that comes around every once in a blue moon. And if you're smart enough to jump on it or just lucky enough to jump on it, and I don't believe in luck. I believe in fate. I believe things are happen the way they happen. Everything has a reason behind it. And if you think, oh, I'm lucky that I got this, then that's it. But it's not luck. It's because of what you did, the time and effort you put into doing it. The job right. And people that half crap jobs, they're not getting anywhere because they don't have good work ethic. And you have to have bad work ethic to improve. So whenever I started working, I wasn't really that good. I started half doing jobs, wasn't that great. You would get rejected a lot from other jobs because your references wouldn't be anything. They're not going to lie for you. They're not your best buds. They're there to get a job done. They're there to make money, to make success, to be put on the map and have everyone noticed who they are, to be at the top of their game. But you're sitting there at the lowest point in your game, half doing stuff so you can get home to do what? Get high with some friends, go to a party. You can do that anytime. And honestly, getting high with friends gets you nowhere. Partying gets you nowhere. Sitting in your room and studying or working out or gaining information and learning just for fun gets you somewhere. You battle yourself and then the man in front of you. The man in front of you doesn't matter too much. It's the man that's inside of you, yourself, that is trying to bring you down and keep you at the lowest depth in your life. And yes, it is hard. And yes, it is something we all will have to face one day. And some of us are facing it now. Some of us are just getting out of it. Some of us are getting into it. But no matter what happens, you're always going through a storm. And with the man itself, you're either going into it, already in it, or going out of it. And every time you go out of a storm, you look back on it and say, that made me a better person. That made me appreciate the things I have, the car I have, the family I have, the friends I have, the people that support me, everything. And some people, they're not appreciative of what they have. And sometimes they don't have, well, they have rights to not be appreciative. If they're beaten, abused, other things going wrong in life, they don't want to appreciate what they have because it's negative stuff. And yes, it's hard for them. And yes, some of them do not turn out right and they go down the wrong path. But other people are determined to not be what they have seen in their lives. They don't want to be that aggressive person. They want to be a nice person that everyone gets along with. And yes, that is good, but you have to be aggressive in this life. You have to compete. It is always a competition. There is no relaxing. There is no waiting. There is no hoping that, oh, I hope I get this job. No, if you put in the work to get it, you will get it and you will rise to the success that you want. And that's what matters in life. Making the moves to get to where you want to go, to get to your dreams and to make them reality. Life is like a game of chess. You have to make out the next steps of your opponent, which is also yourself. What are you going to do that's going to drag you down? Are you going to sit at home and do nothing? Are you going to go party? Are you going to go drinking? Are you going to go try a new substance that is not good for you? And then the other side of you that is planning anything, like if you can make an excuse not to do those bad things, but to do good things. Oh, I can't go partying. I have schoolwork. Oh, I can't sit around because I have this to do. I need to get up off my butt and actually do something. Then you will be successful. But if you flip it around and say, schoolwork can wait. There's a party. Let's go. Chores don't matter. Job doesn't matter. Parents will take care of the car bills. They might take care of it now, but you are going to become an adult one day and you will get smacked in the face. You will be stung with what you have seen. The world is a cold place. It is dark, it is scary, and it is no place that anyone wants to be. When you're at home, it's safe and secure because you have the protection of your parents. They have worked so hard to give you the tools that you need to go on and live life. But if you are just throwing them out and getting high with your friends and drinking all the time, no point. You just tossed all those tools over a bridge and you're done for. You're going to grow up like all those people you didn't want to be. You're going to be that aggressive person that is probably abusing someone in their life, if you notice it or not. But it's just something that happens, and it's something that is not good. It's something that needs to change, something that you and only you can change. And just start by doing small things to gain success. Make goals, small goals. It doesn't have to be a long-term goal. You don't have to become a millionaire by the year 2020. You don't have to do this and that. Make it a small goal. Oh, I want to get my homework done all throughout this week. After you finish that goal, make another goal. Oh, I want to get my homework done throughout the next week, and the next week, and the next week. Pretty soon, homework, let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with so we can go to those parties and hang with our friends and have a good time and remember stuff. Yes, it is good to go and have fun, but you don't need to do it all the time. There's a time for having fun and there's a time for getting work done. And a good work ethic is something you cannot buy. It's something you have to gain. It's something you have to work towards and fight for. And yes, it is hard. And yes, I am a hypocrite because I have done these things. I have procrastinated. I have held back. I have went to parties with my friends. I'm not a believer in substance abuse or anything like that. So I have not done that, but I have procrastinated and I have went to parties and I've put stuff off. And now that I think about it, I could be in another grade or higher in life because I procrastinated and I didn't get the chance to do it. If I would have got my stuff done there and then, I would be higher in life. I would be bigger in the game. I would be able to do stuff more efficiently. But now I'm playing catch up and I'm doing all my homework and all this and that as quick as I can. And yes, it is hard, but I'm getting it done now more than later. Well, guys, that's what I have to say. Success, it's something that we all have inside ourselves and something that we can all do. Now, staying on top of success and keeping at our top of the game is the grind. And grind is something that most people think, oh, let's dance together. No, grind is putting in the work day in and day out. You wake up early, you go to bed late. You get a total of 4 hours of sleep each night just to say, hey, I got this done. Hey, no one's bothering me at this time. Let's get it done. Let's do this. Let's do that. That is the grind. Those are the people that are making the big bucks right now, that are successful, that are high on the totem pole, and you're sitting all the way down here at base level holding it up. But you have to put in the grind. You have to try every day and to not give up. Well, guys, that is the last episode. I am sorry to say this, but that's all that we have. That's all that I have the time to do. And yes, I know this is short-lived, but I hope people listen to these and it does help, because that's the main purpose that I was going for, to help people out, to make them realize I have more to life than sitting down and doing nothing, than sitting down and giving up. And I hope it helps people, and this has been something I have wanted to do, even if it's just 3 episodes, which it probably won't be. I'll save up and probably get a brand new mic set for you guys so it sounds better. It doesn't sound like I'm always sick like the first episode, but I was actually sick the first episode. So I'll try to squeak in a few episodes every now and then during the summer for you guys. But until then, it will probably be dark. I will have no phone, no nothing, because we are going to Florida. Yes, Florida. We are actually leaving all of our stuff here and making a round trip with our bikes. We are going to drive down there, and then we are going to compete in some competitions. If you want to go down there, they're there. I forgot the exact locations that they are there, but we will be competing in some competitions, me and some friends. I will not say their names, but we will be competing in some competitions. I hope I see you guys there. If you guys have my Gmail, Gmail me, and then I will tell you my real name and send you a picture. So if you do see me at one of the competitions, you can come up and we can chat, and I'll see what helped you guys most. But thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You have no idea how much this means to me. It is so amazing that I can do this, and not a lot of people can. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast and have it help you. And to those people that are leaving negative comments, leave them. It gives me criticism. It tells me what I need to do to make you actually like it. And if you criticize and it's something dumb, like, oh, your podcast is dumb or something like that, I don't care what you think. This is my podcast. This is my show. Like I said, Motivation Mania was my idea. I came up with it. I made it mine. This is my success story right here. Go make your own success story, you guys. I will see you soon. I don't know when. I don't know what time, but thank you so much for listening. Signing out to Zach is out.